Good evening. My name is Mike Murley, and welcome to WPKN's Mic Check, coming to you on WPKN every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome to everyone listening at 89.5 FM on your radio dial. Each week on Mic Check, one of our diverse roster of hosts present a wide range of topics for discussion, focusing on global, national, and regional issues and their effect on our local community. Just as the phrase mic check was used to mobilize people to create a human microphone during the Occupy movement, this weekly program seeks to amplify our community's many voices and bring them to the airwaves. Mic Check is followed on WPKN at 6 p.m. by another exciting public affairs program, the Ralph Nader Radio Hour. Tonight, I am joined in the studio by King Obaiga Marley, George Cruz, and Chris Mateo of the Bridgeport Community Rally and Peace Project. They have a big event coming up on June 3rd, the second annual Rally and Peace Day, beginning with a walk that leaves from Central High School and finishes at Seaside Park, where a festival will happen with food, performances, vendors, and activities for kids. Oba, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me here, Mike.
No problem, no problem. I know that George just stepped out.
Yeah, he wants to meet Chris.
And so they'll be here in the studio in just a moment. So, Oba, I figured we can start at the beginning, if that's cool with you.
Yeah.
So you're the president of the Bridgeport Community Rally and Peace Project. Mm-hmm. Can you describe how the organization got started?
It didn't officially start as an organization. It started from the event, Rally and Peace Day, last year, that we had on July 30th. So I put that together in about 3 months. I didn't put the word out until like a month and a half before the event, mainly because I was still seeing what kind of permits I needed. I wasn't sure if I was going to get it approved, you know. And I didn't have much knowledge of event planning, so... And I seen that it could got approved after going to several meetings, the park department and other meetings that had to go for the community. Put it together on July 30th, and it was a pretty good turnout. Not as much as I expected. A lot of people said it was going to go, but, you know, people, they like to support at a distance for a certain time. But at the event, it was pretty nice. Like I say, it started with a peace walk. And just for the peace walk, it was about 40 to 50 people that walked and participated for that. Some people just stayed at the festival point, which is the destination for the walk at Seaside Park, Banshaw area. So people stayed there. And overall, for the event, once everybody got to Seaside, it was about, 100 people, give or take. You know what I mean? So overall, it was successful because it wasn't any conflicts going on. People wasn't fighting. It was a peaceful event. Had food vendors out there. Couple speakers, including myself. And we had a big group prayer that included the kids in the middle and the older generation forming a circle, holding hands around them. So as they formed that circle, we did that prayer, and we also had balloons that we gave to the kids, helium balloons to release. And that in itself, it resembles mainly the people that they lost or that they know that has been has died, you know. But it was just something for them to let go, at least in a certain tribute. So overall, it was a good event. But I met some good people there for the people that did come. Yeah, it was some real good people there. But afterwards, we had like call of action meetings, monthly meetings. But the first meeting, I connected with a good amount of people, and we came up with the idea of formulating this as a nonprofit organization instead of just an event, especially because the event, I put pretty much all the money into it myself. You know, I mean, I didn't get much help from the government or the city. So, we pretty much put together a board and made it Bridgeport Community Rally and Peace Project. So that's pretty much how the organization got started. It got started off the first annual Rally and Peace Day.
I was actually, I just wanted to say, I was at last year's, and it was a fantastic event.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
There was a lot of people there, and
it was fun.
It was a great cause, and there... It really was just a great event.
Yeah, some good music there. DJ played some great music. And I had fun with the kids. We played some water balloon toss with them. And we tried to do flag football, but it wasn't enough organizations or kids involved. But this year, we're definitely getting a lot more kids included in the activities.
And you grew up in Bridgeport as well, correct?
Yeah. I wasn't born here. I was born in California, Santa Cruz. But I've been in Bridgeport, and I've been raised here for about 20 years. And this is my home. I love Bridgeport. There's much stuff that's going on. I'm not running from it. You know what I mean? I'm trying to help my community instead of running from it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So Chris and George just walked in. And Kenny as well.
How you doing, man?
Good, good. So we've just been talking, Oba and I have been talking about the origins of the Bridgeport Community Rallying Peace Project and last year's event as well. So George, you've actually been on this show before.
Yes.
Our listeners might remember you were actually here almost a year ago, exactly, May 29th of last year.
Yeah.
You spoke about your addiction recovery work here in the community, as well as your work as a case manager for the Bridgeport Homeless Outreach Team.
That's right.
And so I just want to say it's great to have you back on the show.
Thank you for having me back, buddy.
Definitely. And so you're also now the vice president of the Bridgeport Rally and Peace Project.
Yes, I am.
Can you talk about how you first met Oba and how this partnership first began?
Well, I met Oba last year. I was very impressed how a young man took it upon himself and faced the challenges that the community was facing against all this violence being, you know, that was going on. And when you see a young man such as Oba take on the challenges and organize the Rally and Peace Project to bring those people together with the spirit of the community unity, I was very impressed. And forgive me for breathing so hard because I was running up the steps. So him and I, after that, we had a few, you know, chit-chat and talking, and I explained to him about my vision that I always had for Bridgeport, because I love Bridgeport. I grew up in Bridgeport. So we agreed to formulate an organization called the Bridgeport Community Rally and Peace Project. And again, it's about the yearly rally that Oba organizes, but the other phase of this organization is to emphasize community unity, to reach out to other organizations in Bridgeport who are doing various good things. But the only thing is that I always said is that there's something very important missing, and that is collaboration. That is partnership. So we are hoping that down the road as we progress is to bring organizations together and work together for the common goal of saving our youth from this violence, from drug epidemic, high school dropouts, teen pregnancy, and et cetera. Anything that affects our youth affects the community. So that's how we got together.
Oba had mentioned the community forums, the Each One Teach One community forums, the monthly meetings.
Yes.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on those?
Yes. Oba's concept of Each One Teach One is basically what is needed here in Bridgeport, is for everyone to come together with an open mind and really listen to other people's experiences and knowledge and learn from one another, inspire, motivate, and encourage one another. So the concept that Oba have of Each One Teach One has been very profound and very receptive in the community.
And Oba, if you want to jump in as well and elaborate more on that as well.
I mean, yeah, the main things of Each One Teach One is a lot of people, especially the older generation, they know more than the youth right now. And we kind of lost that connection, at least in the village aspect. You know what I mean? We got to teach each other more so we could help each other more. You know what I mean? That starts by each one teaching one. You know what I mean? Me, I'm teaching the youth, you know what I mean, as much as I can. I'm trying to reach at least one that don't know something. Try to teach them some advice on how to fix a car, how to do those little brakes. If I see them, like, this is how you do this, you know what I mean? This boat is here. But each one teach one is about, you know what I mean, forming that unity and forming, it does take a village to raise a child. You
absolutely
know what I mean? And sometimes you can't teach, or some parents, they don't have the real guidance or the good mindset to teach a kid certain things. And so they learn stuff outside in the neighborhood or in the village, as they say. but we still need the right people in the village to teach them the right things. Mm-hmm. But that all comes from the East One Teach One.
That's right.
But on the meetings, we had people doing presentations mm-hmm. about what their strengths are. So people in the meeting will sit down and listen to what their strengths are, then take heed to that, and then next monthly meeting we have a different presentation. So that's how the East One Teach One is actually growing.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. So every month there's just new knowledge,
exactly,
being shared and mm-hmm. being acquired, and that's awesome.
Yes, and with the goal is again is to create partnerships, create unity, you know, bring people together, bring them out of that silo, that caveman mindset that's going on a lot in Bridgeport, and to understand that we can all work together. Mm-hmm. We must work together in order to achieve healthy goals here in the city of Bridgeport, especially our young. And like I always say, emphasize the community and the family structure. We must somehow, you know, knock the walls down of ignorance and come together and combat this together. Because one organization cannot do it alone. But together, we can have a profound impact.
You're listening to Mic Check on WPKN 89.5 FM in Bridgeport. My name is Mike Murley, and I'm here joined in the studio by King Obeyega Marley, George Cruz, Chris Mateo, Kenny as well.
Yes.
And we're here talking about the Bridgeport Rally and Peace, the Bridgeport Community Rally and Peace Project, as well as the second annual Rally and Peace Day that's coming up on June 3rd, right here in Bridgeport.
Yes, and we are very excited. This brother right here that you know, Christopher, he's been a powerful force getting together with Ova and the organization and, you know, playing a very important role. So he could tell you why, you know, he has gotten impressed and gotten together to work with this organization and the Rally and Peace Project.
Absolutely, and thanks for being here, Chris.
No problem. Thank you for having us here on, you know, Mic Check. This is very, very cool vibes. I love it. The studio here looks amazing as well, by the way. I love the old school records and the old school feel on it. Definitely a vibe. So for those who don't know me, my name is Chris Mateo. I represent iDaydream.us, which is actually a platform for creatives and entrepreneurs to learn how to market and brand and develop themselves and try to profit off passion, which is our motto. Mm-hmm. We help you pop. We help you profit off passion. So our main mission with working with Oba, you know, I met him last year. One of my friends already knew him and was already working with him in the community, and he brought it to my attention of what he's trying to do with this Rally and Peace Day, starting with the march, leading into the festival, and making it basically a bigger call out to those people that there's different ways to express yourselves. You know what I mean? You don't have to sit down and be so down about the fact that you're in the hood or that you don't have money or that you need to do something to get that money. This is an opportunity for you to forget about those problems, come together, and just be happy that you're here. Be happy that you have the opportunity to go out and get it again the next day in a different way. You know what I mean? So that's the first thing that drew me to it. And then his story on his personal trials and tribulations with the streets and people having problems that he knows and people dying, I've related to that. My whole cause is suicide prevention. And I always tell people, you know what I mean, if you can't battle your inner demons, you got to let that out. You got to either work out, run, you know, write music, rap, do graffiti, whatever it is that you need to do, but express yourself so you don't have that bottled up hate and anger inside of you that you might cause on somebody who's not even suspecting that they deserve that. You know what I mean? So that was really what drew me to the project. And last year, you know what I mean, I wasn't as involved as I wanted to be, but it was a great turnout just off of his determination to make it a great turnout. There was about 5 vendors. We had over 100 people there or so, and it was a good turnout. That's where I met Mike, actually. And after that, I saw the potential in it, and I kept my guy with him, you know, listening to the meetings. And then when it was time for us to come around for year 2, we kind of came up with a bigger plan on how to, like, market it and make it basically an event that everyone wants to be at, not just a community event that is like, oh, I'm going to support the community. But this is something that if you're not here, you're not even cool. You know what I mean? So that's the type we're trying to make it. So it's like the cool thing is to be positive. It is to be in the community. It is to show unity. That's the cool thing. If you're out there doing some hater stuff, that's on you. You know what I mean? Like you could go and be negative somewhere else. This is not that day. You know what I mean? This is the day that we're happy that our community is still vibrant and still strong and still has a day to live, to fight another day and prosper, you know? So he's brought all these organizations together from youth programs to schools to all this stuff. George as well has done so much in the community, putting everything together. Now all I'm doing is bringing out the influencers and the media to give them that shine that they already been building on their
own. You've been awesome, Chris.
Thank you. And it's the whole fact that they're pushing it so hard on the community level allows me to then show these influencers like, hey, you're slacking if you're not on that. You know what I mean? Because you not being part of this is basically hurting your brand because you want to be a part of this. You know what I mean? So that's how we've been able to get sponsors now. We've been able to get very, very influential hosts like from High 93.7. We've got very mainstream artists that are coming up from the local community. Was I on Key? I was just with him last night. He has a gold plaque on Spotify, over 2 million views, and he's really coming up right now. So he's going to be our headliner for the Creators for Peace segment, which is what my portion of the show is. And it's going to be an amazing turnout. We're expecting over 300 people this year. We're expecting over, 15 vendors? So it's gonna be a real good turnout. We got free food, free ice cream. Literally, if you're not there, what are you doing on Saturday, June 3rd?
Come on now, it's a good day to be joined together.
You mentioned there's gonna be 15 vendors this year. Are there any other aspects of the event that that you can say right now will be different than the event last year?
Yeah, well, like last year, he mentioned 5 vendors. It was actually only 2 vendors there. And that's about it. But this year we have obviously more vendors and actually have some information tables with organizations trying to get their name out there or more awareness for them. So I'm just telling them to supply their own table and it's free to present your program
and the free,
or whatever.
Food is free too?
But the vendors is just a small fee of $15 and they're supplied their table. So definitely more vendors. We added in the free ice cream this year. We added in the free food. Last year we had food trucks there for our 4 food trucks, but they were selling their own food. But this year we were trying to make it more convenient and more free to get more people out, you know what I mean? With the free, at least free hamburgers and hot dogs. We have some people donating some trays of food, like, you know, rice and chicken, etc. But besides that, we have the arts and craft table that Harry Bell is going to set up with Color of Positive Thought. It's going to set up by 12 o'clock. That's another new feature.
The football game.
Yeah, last year we had the football equipment out there, but we're definitely going to do it this year because I've been making a lot of connections with schools and different youth organizations, so I'm sure we're going to have enough youth to participate in the flag football. We're going to have a tug of war, too, also. That's a little different. That should be fun.
Yeah, that's going
to
be fun.
It's a whole family day, and I feel like this year we just got the structure a lot better.
Yeah, a lot more.
He's definitely been planning all year, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So because he's been
Omar
planning,
is a power working man. He's
I don't talk too much.
Get any sleep sometimes, like to do. You know? God bless him. That's the spirit.
Man,
the passion and, you know, commitment.
So because of that structure, though, I feel like that's what's going to have this year be a home run. You know what I mean? Especially a lot of people know the Gathering of the Vibes event that was a 20-year anniversary out here in Bridgeport. A lot of people love that event. Thousands of people will come out to the beach. That's not happening anymore. So they stopped doing that 2 years ago. It's sorry for
last
them.
Last year?
Yeah.
So
now it's a great opportunity for us to come in and just pick up that baton and let people know that, you know, that might be the end of that era, but this is the beginning of a whole new
era.
We
got our part back.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So we're going to go out there. We're going to have a good time.
And it's a free event.
It's all free. It's nonprofit. You know what I mean?
We're going to get together at Seaside Park at what time? For the butter shuttle.
Yeah, so this year also, that's another new feature we have. We have a shuttle that's more convenient for the people to park their cars at the Banjo area, at the festival area, and take a shuttle to the beginning of the walk at Central High School. Instead of parking at Central High School and then leaving to the festival, then have to worry about getting the car back at Central. So what we're doing is we have a shuttle that's going to take off at Seaside to bring the participants to the beginning of the walk area at 11 o'clock. So we're telling people at least park at Seaside by 10:30, 10:45, the latest, to catch that 11 o'clock takeoff of the shuttle.
That way nobody got to worry about their cars. after the march. Exactly. Just get to see Cy, enjoy some food, relax, and listen to the music as the show goes on. You know. Listen, if you don't mind, if I got a minute, I really want to give a shout-out to this, one of our great friends, Shamira Holden. She's having a fundraiser with Chipotle. It starts tomorrow, May 22nd, between 4 and 8 p.m. It's a fundraising event at Chipotle, and they will donate 50% of the profits to Her Time, the organization that she works with. It's about working with females that are having some trouble, some issues coming out of prisons, or issues in the whole, in the community. So I ask people to please go to Chipotle May 22nd between 4 and 8 p.m. and purchase something to eat, because 50% of that profit will go to Her Time. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, George. Yeah, that's actually, Her Time is a great organization.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all about women's empowerment and fellowship. Just wanted to remind everyone listening out there, you're listening to WPKN 89.5 FM Bridgeport, serving Fairfield, New Haven, Litchfield counties in Connecticut and Suffolk County, Long Island, and available in podcast form at WPKN.org. The name of the show is Mic Check. My name is Mike Murley, and I'm here in the studio with George Cruz, King Obeyega Marley, Chris Mateo, Kenny. Sorry, I still don't know your last name.
Kenny V.
Yep. Okay. Kenny V. And we're here talking about the Bridgeport Community Rally and Peace Project and the upcoming second annual Rally and Peace Day happening on June 3rd right here in Bridgeport.
Right here in Bridgeport, baby.
So, Obo, you were speaking before about, all of you really have been speaking a lot about how you've tried to make this year's event even more convenient than last year's event. You know, free food. It's you know, there's a lot of family activities, you know, activities for youth.
Mm-hmm.
Shuttle, you know, the shuttle service.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
It's
a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Where in the world you get shuttle bus for a parade? No.
It's beautiful.
It came right here in Bridgeport, thanks to Oba and the volunteer teams that formulated this plan.
Mm-hmm. And awesome. I'm hearing a lot about collaboration and partnership.
Absolutely.
And really building those grassroots relationships in the community.
Partnership is the key. Partnership is the key for any organization or anything to be a success. If you don't have partnerships or willing to get involved in the partnership, you know, you're basically swimming out there by yourself. In the Bridgeport Community Rally and Peace Project, we're not saying we want to swim by ourselves. We want to be together. We want to unite. And even though that the Rally and Peace Project is coming pretty soon, our next phase is going to take time, and that is to engage and empower the community to be more engaging in what they need to do. This rally is beautiful, but this is a yearly event that everybody is doing. But again, the other work that we have set up is to engage our youth with constructive and positive activities, and also the parents. But remember, once you engage the youth, you have to think of the parents. When you get the parents involved, you have to think of the community. When you think of the community, you have to think of the environment. So there's a whole shellac of things that's going on. And the Bridgeport Community Rally and Peace Project is willing and open to work with any organization that's doing those things. It's to help one another out. Get out of the silo caveman mindset and come out of that hole, and let's get together. Because the fact of the matter is, while we continue to practice ignorance, our kids are killing each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to stop.
Facts.
So we have just a few minutes left, unfortunately. I wish we had more time. Are there any other aspects of either the organization or the event, or both, that you want to mention quick before we go?
Aspects of the event, for people that don't know, like we said, the shuttle is going to take off at 11 o'clock. Telling people to park at Seaside by 10:45, the latest. But the walk officially starts at 12 o'clock. So we'll be walking to Seaside Park, Banshee area via Park Ave. And we have three water checkpoints. One is going to be at Park in North Ave. The next one is Park in Fairfield Ave. And the next one is Park in Gregory. Some people is walking halfway because they think it's a long way. But it's a beautiful thing to have those free water checkpoints. You know what I mean? But once we reach Seaside by 1 o'clock, that's when we'll start the agenda of the youth performances, like the dance team, New Creation, step team. They're going to do performance. We have a keynote speaker, Kevin Muhammad. He's going to speak. I have a brother, Sankofa, from New York City. He wants to speak for a little bit. And we also have that group prayer like last year. But we have the activities going on for an hour. We're going to throw in the flag football and build on is going to help facilitate a group activity for the kids also during that time frame. But then after that, we're going to open up the open mic creative for peace. That should be facilitating around 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. So that's pretty much the agenda for the people that don't know. It's going to be a beautiful time. We have DJ set up, so it should be nice.
Sounds good.
And if you don't know how to dance on grass, you'll learn how to dance on grass on that day. The beat is going to be jumping.
Sounds good to me. How can our listeners learn more about the organization?
They could go to the, we have a website where people could RSVP, and if they let them know how did they hear about us, they could say Mike, the Mike Check Show, right? And it's at bit.ly/RallyRSVP. All right, that's bit.ly/RallyRSVP, and you guys be able to see some pictures from last year, some videos of Oba speaking on News 12, and RSVP, so we can know how much food to bring to the event. So if anybody's coming out there and you guys want to come out, we'll save you your plate of food. All you got to do is RSVP and let us know that you got your recommendation for the event from Mike Check. All right, amen. Thank you very much.
That's what's up.
And specifically for the organization itself, outside of the event, how can our listeners stay connected with the Bridgeport Community Rallying Peace Project?
Well, they could call me. My name, I'd be glad to give my number. I'm sure Oba will too. As I say, I'm the vice president of the Bridgeport Community Rallying Peace Project. My number is 203-360-6276. If anyone has something that I have said or we have said that resonated with your spirits, please give us a call. Again, my part, what I emphasize the most is about community unity. We must come together. We must stop, behaving, being divided behind some nonsense, because, as I always say, even though one organization is doing good and great things, but the fact of the matter is that when we come together, we could do good, great, and mighty things together. So my number, call my number, or my email is jorgecruz0712@gmail.com. And we could have a peaceful chat. We could get down, sit down with some coffee, and plan together for the future of Bridgeport and our youth.
So on that website that he talked about for the RSVP, for the foods and everything, the headcount, on the bottom of that page is a link to the Facebook Rally and Peace Project, and also a link to the Instagram page of the Rally and Peace Project. But if you just go to Facebook or Instagram, type in Rally underscore in underscore project or in peace.
Yeah.
Underscore the project, you'll find the organization and you'll learn more.
And is there one last message that you want to leave the listeners with?
The community is unity. You know what I mean? We have to bring, these guys have a beautiful poster board that they put, we're creating bridges of unity between all the hoods, between all the neighborhoods, between the whole community. So just keep in mind that, you might feel a bridge has been burnt between you and another side of town or whatever, but this is the opportunity for you to basically rebuild that bridge and come out on our love and our strength and our movement and be able to come in on something positive and change that whole dynamic, So community is unity. Remember that.
Absolutely. And our philosophy is together we can build bridges of hope, unity, and peace in Bridgeport communities.
Thank you all so much for being here and for all the work you're doing in Bridgeport with the Rally and Peace Project.
Thank you, Mike.
I know the second annual Rally and Peace Day on June 3rd will be a powerful event and definitely one the whole family can come out and be part of.
Absolutely.
On a fundamental level, I believe one of the most powerful things you can do is bring people together.
Absolutely.
And you guys are doing exactly that with your organization and with this event on June 3rd.
Absolutely.
For me, that's a big part of what community is about, people coming together. So thank you again for being
thank
here
you.
And for all your work.
And thank you, Mike. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. Anytime. Come back anytime.
This has been Mike Check.
This has been Mike Check, and I'm Mike Murley. Be sure to tune in next Sunday night at 5:30 for another episode. Next up, we have the Ralph Nader Radio Hour, right here on WPKN 89.5 FM Bridgeport, and available in podcast form at WPKN.org.